Is the journey the destination in chronic illness recovery? So many times in life, we're attached to a destination. We want to get to it. And in this case, recovering from our chronic condition. That's great. But let's also realize that there is great merit in this journey, regardless of how long it takes. Retraining the amygdala and the insula is an amazing thing that you're all doing. It requires courage, commitment, and acts as a strengthener. It's a spiritual accelerator. And I would say that it's one of the most amazing achievements that a human being can gain. Gaining control over one's own mind, especially a part of the mind that is so anxious and overpowering. So let's not underestimate what you're all doing here. You all deserve a medal for whatever retraining you achieve. This is amazing work you're engaged in. And over time, people realize that the battle in life is not with other people, other situations, or the world. The battle is with one's own mind. And in fact, it's not really a battle. It's a compassionate journey into true maturity and true inner strength. Now, most patients I've worked with have come out of the other end feeling like they've really achieved something. They come out really valuing the important things in life and letting go of old fears they used to have. So whenever you're retraining and you feel like it's getting hard, or you've taken a step back, or you're feeling fed up, remind yourself that you're doing an amazing thing here. You're rewiring your brain. You're doing something that most people would rather not attempt. So don't feel bad if you can't do it straight away. Just keep going. Everyone can get there eventually. And recognize that the beauty of what you're doing is in the process itself. So let's relax into the journey and let go of attachments to the outcome. So keep going. Onwards and upwards, brave warrior. You can do this.